This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I have heard of this song.
You knew this one. It's got an intro to it, right?
Absolutely. Not a music guy, so I never really know bands, songs, anything in the industry. We asked Ian Eagle, I said, who's your band? What's your song of choice? He gave me The Doors. I said, Danny, what Doors song should we play? You named it. I'd never heard of it, but I've heard of this song.
So I wonder what he thinks. I wonder what he would have picked, because this isn't my favorite Doors song. But it's like got that little intro. We kind of, the business picks up pretty quick, and now we're ready for a segment.
Grant and Danny on the Fan will take you up to 6:30. Commanders Panthers on Sunday. We are excited as we get closer to kickoff to have the CBS crew that we look forward to all season, Ian Eagle and our buddy Charles Davis, on the call. And the Birdman joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. How did we do, Ian, on our Doors choice? And by that, I mean Danny's Doors choice.
Yeah, top seven. I probably would have gone Peace Frog, number one. Danny, I don't know if you're a fan, but really good intro, tremendous beat, just keeps you coming back for more and more.
Well, it's a good point on the intro. It's hard to go, I don't want to say that's not a B-side, I am, but it's like that, it's like a secondary hit for them, maybe not as pops, and all of a sudden it's like, that's a risk that I'm taking, and that's like me going out on a limb. You know what I mean? I didn't have the guts to do that. To be frank with you.
No. I was really comfortable with what you came back with. The fact that Grant even had a hint of what it was is a double win.
That's a win.
In my mind.
Victory.
Yeah. Just read Robbie Krieger's autobiography, so I'm like really up on Doors stuff. I've been a huge fan my whole life, but up to date beyond belief based on my summer reading list.
Oh, you're all the way.
But
Ian Eagle is with us on G&D. While we're on the topic of music, while we've got you here, I don't know when this started, but it's definitely in the last several years. It seems like all the networks come in and out of breaks with either current music or sometimes themed music. Do you remember like when that began as a play-by-play guy? And do you have any input or care at all about that? Is that something that you think is added to the broadcast at all?
Yeah, I think NBC really started it a number of years ago on Sunday Night Football, and then other networks started jumping on it. We do it occasionally. Sometimes it's on purpose. Sometimes it's just a moment that the audio guy has a feeling, and it's going to match either where we are or what we're talking about. Yeah, I think it can add to it because it creates some conversation, but I don't know if you're going in with the idea – third break, second quarter, we're doing this. I don't tend right. to view broadcasting that way. It has to be more instinctual and more of a feel. If it works in the moment, go with it, but don't force it.
So as your prep leading up to this game, you've done all your research, you've talked to all the appropriate folks, or you know, or any conversations are TBD at this point. What have your eyes told you? Like what have you seen from Washington? We think we know, but we're not used to being here, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And I think that's part of it. With the NFL set up the way that it is, you can improve very quickly in this league. It doesn't happen with a snap of the finger. So many things have to line up. You have to have the right quarterback. You have to have the right coach. You have to have the right schedule. You've got to catch a couple breaks along the way. And here we are now entering week 7, and I would tell you that Washington is one of those teams that now feels very relevant when a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they were not. So it's been a while, and that's why Commanders fans are feeling the way that they're feeling. The fact that you go into a Sunday optimistic, excited, looking forward to what your team is going to do, even if it's not a win. Last week, to me, was a prime example of that with Baltimore. There were Commanders fans that still walked away in a loss saying, oh, no, I see progress. I see good signs. And a lot of it, of course, has to do with Jaden Daniels. A lot of it has to do with a tone that's been set with Dan Quinn and the fact that it feels like there's now a plan in place and there's stability at those two positions. And it might take a little getting used to for Washington football fans, but it's a much better place to be where you are now in a column that people are talking about you, thinking about you, watching you, care about you. And it's a big step in the NFL. And I feel very strongly that the Commanders have taken that kind of leap in a very short period of time.
And I know you're coming to town and you'll get a lot of your access and both in the meeting rooms and on the field on Friday. But I'm curious, you did a preseason game, I think the first preseason game we saw, where Daniels dropped the ball in a bucket on like his first throw, essentially, of the preseason. What do you make of what he's done so far?
Well, it was interesting. In the preseason, you tend to chat with either opposing broadcasters or PR people, somebody from the other team, just to get a feel. Because, as you guys know, the preseason broadcasts are set up so differently. You're doing a local broadcast on preseason. So often, you're going 90-10 with the team that you're covering. Hey, you still have to know the names. You still have to know the numbers. You still have to know the storylines. But it's not the focal point of your broadcast. But when I was doing my prep, I wanted to at least get a vibe from the other side. And everybody that I talked to in regards to the Commanders said, oh, man, you're going to be impressed by Jaden Daniels. And I thought, okay, yeah, I've done a lot of rookie quarterbacks, and I've heard that chatter before. I'll just wait and see. I'll just observe myself. And you nailed it, Grant. It was the ball that he dropped in the bucket on third down on the first drive of the game for Washington, where I looked around, and my partner was Anthony Becht, whose son is lighting it up right now as the quarterback at Iowa State for the Cyclones. And we looked at one another, and that look that you get when you see something that is obvious and real. And it was in that moment I thought, oh, yeah, no, this is actually correct. It's accurate what people are saying. And it's just carried over from that moment to now. He looks the part. He is the part. And there is something very visceral in the NFL when you know you're looking at something that is going to stand the test of time. And it's not a knock on other guys that were one-hit wonders or did it very briefly. It's just so obvious. And I felt the same way with C.J. Stroud last year, and I had a bunch of Houston games. I had him early, I had him late. And the one thing you felt with him was command of the situation, and I feel the same way about Jaden.
All right, Nickel with us here on Grant and Danny. So one of my least favorite words that gets used around, I don't have another one for it, though, but it seems to be working here. Every new coach wants to talk about the culture. Every coach that succeeded, failed, and everything in between has referenced the culture, the tone, the thing they want to set.
100%.
It seems to actually be working here, though, this time. Every previous coach wanted to do a cultural thing. Now it seems to be happening. What is kind of your prep and study and your experience now with Dan Quinn showed you?
Yeah, I think what ends up happening, and look, we are all in a position to see what is presented to us. In the roles that you guys are in, you're taking a daily temperature of the team. The fans, you're working alongside sometimes people that are covering the team, so you're getting a sense from them what they're feeling. And ultimately, you only get to see what the team presents. So you're not privy to what's going on in a locker room, unless you start talking to players and off the record conversations or a friend of a friend who knows something or is on the coaching staff and you can get the real deal. But for the most part, you're right, Danny, that is the buzzword. That's the go-to. That's the default mode. If ever in doubt, what do you say? Oh yeah, we're trying to change the culture. It takes time. Well, in this particular case, I do think Dan Quinn is very genuine. I do think he's had a lot of different experiences as a coach, and I do think he's connecting with players on the right level. And who you hire is a big part of it, too. Cliff Kingsbury was a really good hire. He turned out to be maybe the perfect hire for this team and for this quarterback, and that goes a long way. The staff goes a long way. What your message is day in and day out, how you hold players accountable, how you handle success, how you handle failure, how you handle adversity. All of these things over the course of a long season are key ingredients into what kind of team you have. And yes, I'm going to say it, what kind of culture you have. So I hope to get a better sense tomorrow when we're in there at practice and sitting down with the head coach, sitting down with some players at the facility. But at least from what I'm watching and from what I'm reading, it really does feel like there's been a complete turnaround here.
Ian Eagle, one of the best in the biz. We'll see him on CBS with Charles Davis. Of course, he works out in New York on the Yes Network, where he has won now 10 Emmys in 12 years calling hoops. I believe 9 in a row from what I remember from earlier this month. So congrats on that. I do not want to shortchange you there, Ian.
I was absolutely going to correct you if you got the numbers wrong.
Exactly.
So, thankfully, you nailed it. You're a big numbers guy. Thank you so much.
You know I'm data driven. All right, I want to get Ian to the other side of the equation here, and that's the Panthers. I am normally team. You're bad. Play the young quarterback, please.
Right.
It was so ugly early.
Hard to watch.
It almost wasn't fair for everybody else or for Bryce Young.
Correct.
But at some point, he's got to play again. Like, what kind of situation are they in right now, and how do they get back to being able to put him on the field again?
It's as if these two franchises are in two alternate universes and sliding doors. One goes one way, the other goes the other way. Because look at the situations. They're not all that different. These two teams have had a tough time finding consistency, finding the right head coach, finding the right mix, finding the right GM. Ownership has turned over. All of these things are similar. And yet it comes down to the choice that you make in that draft room on that night, how important that moment is. They went out and made a very clear statement that they got their guy in Bryce Young. We can go back and hear from others that might say, well, no, it wasn't my guy. It was who so-and-so want. It doesn't matter. That's what the organization decided. So when you make that decision, everything is riding on that. Just like Washington with Jaden Daniels, it's no different. The difference is that Jaden Daniels has acclimated himself and he has looked the part, and Bryce Young has not. Heisman Trophy, a highly decorated, big-time recruit from the West Coast. It's the same story, Bryce Young and Jaden Daniels. Literally the same story. But one is flourishing, and one is currently a backup, wondering when he's going to get a chance again. You're right. You're right, Grant. The fact of the matter is at some point they're going to have to play him. But the decision right now from Dave Canales, the new head coach, is – Andy Dalton gives them the best chance to win, compete, and probably keep the rest of the team motivated to go out there and play hard, because it was so bad. It was so un-NFL-like in the previous stint last year with Bryce Young. Remember, we had a game early in the season last year. We had Carolina against Seattle. Andy Dalton started that game. Bryce Young was hurt. And they didn't win, but Dalton threw for like 378 yards. The Seahawks had a tough time stopping him. And you thought to yourself, because we had watched the previous tape, like, oh, yeah, that's what an NFL offense is supposed to look like. It just wasn't resembling an NFL offense. And the eye test comes into play with that as well. As much as we praised Jaden Daniels for what he's done, you have to look at the other side, too. When it doesn't look right or feel right, it's probably not right.
Ian, pretty cool thing, I think, coming up for you and your family. My son and I, we took on a project. We play a PS5 game together called Jedi Survivor, where we'll take turns.
But they're good at Jedi Survivor.
He's pretty good.
I need to say this.
Yeah, and I'm good. I love Star Wars, and he like has kind of lost interest in it. You and your son are doing NFL games on Christmas Day. That's pretty neat, huh?
The Netflix games,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that was official, but I did see some rumblings a couple of hours ago. So if indeed it all works out the way that we think it's going to work out, it's going to be really, really cool. The biggest part of that storyline, though, Noah just recently got off my Netflix account.
Like, that's a big
literally.
Deal. That's huge. Yeah.
A now, month ago.
Is he still doing your health insurance?
I was going to say, not yet your Verizon Wireless account or whatever, but at least your
still
Netflix
on that.
Account.
He's,
yeah.
He's still on that.
Well, the family plan's practical.
Off the Netflix account. Yeah. I can probably get you on my Verizon Wireless account. The more the merrier is what they tell me.
I'll give you a call as soon as the segment's over. I'll add to the Eagle family plan. That would be fun. By the way, I'm going to a hockey game tonight. Now, I've just piqued my interest here before we say bye. Have you called hockey?
Did a couple games in college. Went to some minor league games and just called them. But no, nothing professionally. Did some pre- and post-game with, ironically, Kenny Albert during the Rangers' run to the Stanley Cup. So he and I ended up doing some FAN pre- and post-game shows. We called it A&E at the time. It seemed clever, not so much now, but Albert and Eagle.
There was a time. That worked.
There was a time that worked. That killed. Oh, my gosh. The New York radio audience loved it. They ate it up.
Well, we look forward to seeing you back in town this weekend over at the newly named Northwest Stadium. A different name, same great stadium.
I gotta write that down.
Yes.
I realized very quickly as I was about to put on my board, which I do every week, the name of the stadium, and I thought, oh, wait, don't write FedEx. They have a new name. So I got to – I'm going to have to go through drills in the mirror the night before the game just to make sure I'm saying it correctly. It seems pretty straightforward, but Northwest Stadium, Northwest Stadium, Northwest Stadium. Welcome back, Northwest Stadium.
You've
I'm
got
good.
This. Always great to have you on. Thank you so much. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, guys, looking forward to it. Really excited, truly, to head to Washington and call a, or Landover, but to call a football game. And I'm not sure I've said that in a while with regards to the Commanders. So this is a great time. I think fans should be very, very elated by the direction of this franchise.
Check out Ian and Charles, CBS, on Sunday, joining us here on Grant and Danny. How about that? Always good to have him on, number one. But he's right. Like, it's fun for these guys to come in to see Daniels in this operation.
So you know the difference, right? When you're, you know, team six or seven or whatever, you're part-time coming in, you got to convince yourself of a storyline with 2-3-11 teams, right? Where this is what I want to see. Who's going to really try down the stretch? It's not exciting. This is exciting. This is the highlight. This is the whole thing's a buzz. Everybody cares, right? And even though the Panthers are just, you know, lukewarm dog water at this stage.
Dog water.
It's been a minute. I thought I'd throw that in there if my son's listening. But that, you know, even though they're terrible, we're still one of the stories of the league. There are a couple great games this weekend, and it's still one of the marquee attractions because we got the dude.
It's time to get you ready for tonight's hockey game, which is coming up in about 45 minutes. So let's get after it on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Caps, Stars. The Stars are one of those really good teams. They're 4-0.
They should play more undefeated teams, by the way.
It's what they do. 3-0 at home, 1-0 on the road. It's a tough start to the season, but they got 2 points against Vegas with a two-goal win, by the way. And they'll look to make it two straight impressive victories in their first three. The NHL schedule's weird. The Penguins have played 5 games. The Stars have played 4 games. The Caps have somehow only played 2, but whatever. Charlie Lindgren between the pipes for Washington, a 4.16 goals against average. The Stars have a goalie who's so good that he just signed an 8-year deal for like $8 million a year.
Okay.
He will celebrate that contract by sitting on the bench and watching tonight.
You relax.
He has the evening off. Casey DeSmith, the former Penguins goalie, will be between the pipes.
Number one for, is it Ottinger?
Yes.
Who's the goalie? Yeah. He will be able to say, my feet is up. And I hope he has to watch Ovechkin score. I need OV goals, please. I need them now. Thank you.
Reminder, tomorrow, we're in Leesburg. You can come hang out and watch the show with us in Leesburg. We're at Spanky's Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Field Trip Friday series. It is our first official stop. We're very, very excited about it. So come on out and kick it with us. We'll have a special guest or two along the way.
It'll be fun, man.
We're excited about tomorrow's show in Leesburg on Grant and Danny. It'll be a Football Friday, getting you ready for the Panthers contest. Next, Virginia Tech football on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.